A longtime Ingham County official is in serious trouble with the law. Yesterday, County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III was arraigned on 15 criminal charges, most involving prostitution. One of the alleged crimes is a felony that carries up to a fine of up to 20 years in prison.
And finally, we are charging Mr. Dunnings with a felony for enticing a woman who had never before engaged in commercial sex to perform sexual acts with him in exchange for cash.
That was Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette explaining the charges against Dunnings yesterday. Schuette and Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth also detailed 14 misdemeanor charges against the 63-year-old official. 10 counts of engaging in prostitution and 4 counts of neglect of duty. Our next guest has been aware for some time that authorities had concerns about Mr. Dunnings' actions. Todd Haywood is a reporter for the Lansing City Pulse. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
When did you first become aware that law enforcement had concerns involving Stuart Dunnings?
We first became aware of the situation in early August, and we'll be detailing how we knew that in tomorrow's paper.
And interestingly, according to today's Lansing State Journal, Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth commented yesterday that there had been chatter about Mr. Dunnings in prostitution over the years. And this was yesterday's news was really part of a human trafficking sex ring. Can you take us back and remind us who is involved in this human trafficking sex ring and how it connected ultimately to Stuart Dunnings?
Sure. A gentleman by the name of Tyrone Smith was arrested by federal authorities last year for trafficking women after a 17-year-old girl was found beaten here in East Lansing, and she disclosed that she was being trafficked for sex. Federal authorities indicted him in August. He has since pled guilty. He's facing a minimum of 15 years in federal prison next month when he is officially sentenced. During that investigation, it came out that allegedly Prosecutor Dunnings and his brother Stephen Dunnings were allegedly visiting some of the women who had been trafficked. So that's sort of how we got to this point. Now, I think it's important to understand that Mr. Smith, this was not his first rodeo when it comes to crimes. He was convicted in 1996 of murder and spent 15 years in the state prison. So he was threatening some of these women with murder if they didn't perform sexual services as he demanded.
Now, the most serious charge against Stuart Dunnings is one felony charge, pandering. Remind us what pandering is and how that charge came to be lodged against him.
Well, essentially, pandering means that a woman or a man has been enticed into becoming a prostitute. And there's, I think there's 9 or 10 different framings that are used in the law for that. But essentially, it's saying, I'm going to make this person a prostitute.
And the Tyrone Smith case, that was the federal authorities were involved in that, were they not?
Or was correct. That was a federal investigation that resulted in a federal indictment and federal guilty plea. And they turned over as part of their investigation and grand jury investigation information to local authorities for an investigation.
We're talking with Todd Haywood of the Lansing City Pulse, who's been covering the story involving the charges against Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth told a local media outlet last evening that Mr. Dunnings got, in his words, lawyered up in the past month or so, suggesting that he became aware that he might be in some trouble here about a month ago. Do you know where Mr. Dunnings became aware when Mr. Dunnings became aware that he might be under some kind of suspicion here?
I don't. I do know, however, that it was reported today, in fact, that Mr. Dunnings' attorney said that Mr. Dunnings had been aware of the investigation and had not intimidated any of the witnesses and had not fled and therefore was not a risk to the community in an argument for not having a high bail.
This is a local scandal, a local fall from grace that you don't see too often. What was your response last August when you first learned that that this was unfolding?
You know, when you have somebody like Stuart Dunnings who has been a top leader in fighting trafficking and prostitution and a lot of the problems that sort of plague our community, it's pretty shocking when you start getting this kind of information. And how do you pursue it? How do you dig it up?
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
The challenge for a reporter is just getting over that initial shock and then deciding how to move forward.
Right.
You nailed it. Some of that shock was also apparent, I think, in Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth's comments yesterday. Let's listen to those. He starts out here referring to Attorney General Bill Schuette's previous comments.
You know, he started out by saying this was a disheartening investigation. In my opinion, would be an understatement. I've known Stuart for a long time, done some campaigning together. This was a huge betrayal of his trust, his oath of office, his service to the people of this county. But you know what? I took an oath. Attorney General Schuette took an oath. Amber took an oath. Our FBI partners took an oath, and we did our job.
Now, Sheriff Rigglesworth referred to an Amber in that bite. That's Detective Amber Kenny Hinojosa. Is it possible this investigation could grow, could include a lot more people? What do you know about that?
Sheriff Rigglesworth did say to me yesterday that he does have an ongoing investigation, and that will relate to some other stuff that we'll be reporting tomorrow as well in terms of the questions that we had.
Todd Haywood of the Lansing City Pulse is our guest here. We're talking about the challenges facing Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings. Is there a likelihood that other victims or persons with knowledge of this case might come forward? And is there an effort underway to try to connect with more victims?
Well, there's absolutely an effort underway. As you're aware, yesterday during that press conference, they announced a telephone number for victims or those with knowledge about the alleged crimes of Mr. Dunnings and his brother could contact. I definitely see law enforcement really pushing this forward, trying to find more victims, trying to find more information, trying to find more witnesses to be able to tell this story.
Mm. The attorney general said Mr. Dunnings paid for sex, quote, hundreds of times, unquote. I have yet to see any reference in the reporting to a spouse or a significant other in his life. Is he married? Is he not married? Do we know that?
They can't see me on the radio. I'm shrugging. I don't know. we've been trying to get that answer, and we don't know yet.
Not one reference in the reporting that I've read so far has indicated one way or the other. And you shared with us here that Mr. Dunnings' brother, Stephen Dunnings, also got involved as well. What can you tell us about him and his involvement here?
Well, he's a Lansing attorney, and he's been charged with two counts of misdemeanor engaging for prostitution, which is basically saying that he paid somebody for commercial sex.
It was reported that both Mr. Schuette and Mr. Rigglesworth encouraged Stuart Dunnings to resign from the office of prosecutor, suggesting, I guess, that technically at least, he is still the county prosecutor. Do you have any idea who's in charge of the prosecutor's office now?
My understanding is that Chief Assistant Prosecutor Lisa McCormick is running the office at this time. And you are correct. They have called for his resignation. This does place a burden. As you know, Sheriff Rigglesworth did say, look, if we have a case of prostitution that we bring and the charges don't get brought by the prosecutor, that's a problem for us right now with Mr. Dunnings still effectively the head of the prosecutor's office.
Well, it creates some electoral confusion as well, because county voters elect a prosecutor this November, and my understanding is that Mr. Dunnings, and indeed no one, has registered as a candidate yet.
That's correct, and they have until April 19th to do so. So I would not be surprised if we don't see a very active primary campaign as a result of this. But the other question that comes into play in all of this is, if Mr. Dunnings does resign, is who takes over the prosecutor's office?
Yeah,
because Lisa McCormick does not live in the county, so she cannot be acting prosecuting attorney.
Mm.
So there's some real layers of questions about what's going to happen with this prosecutor's office over the next several months.
How well do you feel you came to know Stuart Dunnings in your work at City Pulse and elsewhere?
You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Dunnings over the decades, and he's always been rather upright and forthright with me. So it's a little shocking and surprising to see this kind of situation unfolding the way it is.
And tell us how you and your City Pulse colleagues intend to cover this in the coming weeks. Are there approaches? Are there angles here that you know you want to explore here?
We honestly have not gotten into that depth of conversation yet as to exactly what areas we're going to cover. We do have some stuff that'll come out on Wednesday that will certainly add some clarity, I think, to some of the allegations that have been made against Mr. Dunnings and his brother.
Maybe it's my imagination here, but it seems like the amount of reporting that you're contributing to the Lansing City Pulse has gone up in recent months. Is that my imagination, or are you really creating more reporting for the paper these days?
You know, I'm incredibly blessed to have the opportunity to really sort of get in there and start writing, and Burl has been very good at saying, here's the space, fill it up.
Yeah. Tell us about other stories that you're covering right now.
Well, I'm working on a piece looking at what's happening with the city attorney in Lansing.
We don't know much about that.
There's
a lot of mystery surrounding Janine McIntyre.
And a lot of questions. And city council has lots of questions that they'll be asking on March 21st. So we'll sort of be previewing some of those questions in this coming edition as well. And I think, you know, one of the other things we're looking at is the ongoing debate about the power substation at the corner of Washington and Malcolm X. And the elimination of the Scott Center and that park there on the corner. Some real debate in the community going on about that and the Board of Water and Light's plans and sort of their quickness to make that happen. And community sort of pushing back on that.
So, how hard was it to keep quiet back in August for all these months after you learned that Stuart Dunnings was involved and started to appear in this investigation?
Well, you know, Mark, we hear stuff all the time as reporters, as sort of people that people confide in, right? You learn to sort of put that stuff into little compartments.
Exactly.
Throughout your brain. So honestly, you don't think about it very often until there's something that triggers it. Because there's, you know, how do you as a reporter get this without interfering with an investigation, without, you know, following our ethical standards and strictures.
It's very tricky. It's very challenging sometimes. We want to thank Todd Haywood of the Lansing City Pulse for all of his insights involving all of the challenges facing Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III. We'll keep an eye on your reporting. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
Thank you.